There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent a lot of time praising the Denver Nuggets, but also the Miami Heat. It only went five, but it felt like Miami was spent. They had that opportunity after game two, and we thought, okay, maybe they can make this ugly, make it interesting. They ran out of gas. No excuses from Miami, including Jimmy Butler, who I think was playing with an ankle injury. He refused to use that as an excuse. They realized that Miami realized this. Denver was the better team from start to finish. And you had the two best players on the floor played for Denver. Because Jamal Murray, oh, by the way, averaged 20-10 in the NBA Finals. That doesn't happen. It's only happened a couple of times in the last 50 years. And Jamal Murray, that's the, oh, by the way, performance compared to the Joker. And they pass the ball well. When your two best players are really good passers and willing passers, you got to love playing with players like that. Yes, Marv?
I think Jamal Murray might be in the Jason Terry category, where you forget how good somebody else played in the series because somebody else was otherworldly in the finals. So he might be in that category where people might forget about him in 10 years.
Yeah, but I don't know if Jason Terry was at the level Jamal Murray is talent-wise. Jason Terry was great in the finals for Dirk and the Dallas. They wouldn't have won that title without Jason Terry.
Yeah, I just mean just in the finals, just not as a player overall.
Peacock is the place to go for live sports, live games, Major League Baseball, PGA Tour, IndyCar, and more. Peacock has the most live sports of any streamer, including this program. Download the app. Check out the sports tab on PeacockTV.com or the Peacock app to learn more. Poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with?
Dan, we put up there one of the toddler's suggestions about why the game finished up the way it did last night. Jimmy Butler was a little late to the party. Bam Adebayo cooled off after a strong start. Miami's role players didn't do enough. Or, hey, the Nuggets are better. Let's not overthink it. Right now, the Nuggets have 89% of the vote.
Yeah, they were the better team. And it felt like they had a game plan that they didn't have to alter. Miami didn't make them alter that. They played physical. They had a big front line. They made the shots. They passed the ball. They had one hiccup, losing the one game there. Although last night, that was Miami's game to win. They couldn't get anybody to make big baskets down the stretch. I still love this. Here is Nikola Jokic when he finds out when the championship parade is.
You said after the Lakers win, you said you were surprised that you didn't feel more. So I'm curious what you are feeling right now and if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
When is parade? When is parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home. Okay.
That's great. You would have thought he lost, but you're hearing, when is parade? Thursday. Oh, no. I just want to go home. hey, we did what we were supposed to do. I want to go home. I don't want to be there for a parade. 877-3DP-SHOW email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter
poor
handle.
Guy, man. I feel bad for him.
He just wanted to go home.
It's
just,
he's miserable.
Yeah. Come on, you got social media, and you got your brand and all those things that are really important with athletes nowadays. We did our job. I just want to go home. You know, it's refreshing to hear that. You know, it's not like, you know, the athlete always wants to be, hey, you did something, you're getting paid millions to do it, and you want us to acknowledge that you just ran in from a yard out. Okay? He didn't care. You just had one of the great postseason performances of all time. He doesn't care. I did my job, I just want to go home. Yeah, Paulie.
I don't know who owns the Nuggets, but I would do this. I'd fly Jokic home tonight on a private jet and put him on a big Jumbotron at the parade and just say, you know what? There he is at the Jumbotron. He'll have horses next to him. He'll have overalls on. He'll be happy. He'll never forget it.
Yeah, just let him wear a cowboy hat. Yeah. He'll be on his horse, and then you can kind of have him be part of the parade by proxy. You don't need to have him on a float. Let him go home. All right, poll question for hour two, Seton.
We're going to leave that one up there, okay. Dan. We just put that up a little while ago.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. George Kittle, the 49ers tight end, making the rounds this morning. We'll talk to him. Talk a little football. It's been a while. And Brock Purdy, I guess they're still expecting him to be the starter week one with the 49ers. There's still a couple of things going on with the NFL with some of these players. You know, Dalvin Cook, for the life of me, if I can get him for $5 million, absolutely. Buffalo, Miami, $5 million? Absolutely. And then you got the Saquon Barkley situation. Is he going to show up for camp? And if you're Saquon Barkley and I said to you, how about you take 3 years, $35 million? Guaranteed. See, the Giants negotiated against themselves with Danny Dimes. They could have franchised him. Nobody was interested in Danny Dimes. You didn't have to give him the money you gave him. And you could have taken care of Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is one of the more dynamic players in the game. I know he's a running back, does catch the ball, but can I get him for a cheaper price? I didn't want to get him for a cheaper price and upset him. Like, I wanted to say, hey, you know what? You came back. We appreciated that. You played hard. You had a good season. We're on the uptick here. We're competing with the Jets in our own stadium here. How about I give you 3 years, $12 million each year? How about that? That seems fair. And then you didn't have to give all that money to Danny Dimes. Didn't understand the logic because you were negotiating against yourself. Like, oh, we don't want to upset the quarterback. So what? You know? Don't upset the running back who's the best player you got. Yeah, Paul.
And poor Saquon Barkley, if he accepts this one-year contract, basically, it just pushes back the clock on him and makes it even less likely to get that contract next year.
Yeah. So we'll talk to George Kittle. We'll talk some football coming up. Also, DeAndre Hopkins went to see the Titans, left without signing anything. I think the Patriots kicked the tires on DeAndre Hopkins. And I don't know if he would do a pro day or I would want to see him work out. It might be a slap in the face for DeAndre Hopkins, but at his age, with what he's gone through, I would like to see. What do we run in the 40 in? Can we have some drills here? Can we get our quarterback out there and throw the football with you? I would want to do that. I don't know if he'd be willing to do it, but I'd certainly want to. Justin in West Virginia leads us off this hour. Hi, Justin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I see you guys wanted to throw out an over-under on the Ja Morant suspension amount of games.
Okay.
What were you thinking?
Marvin, have you seen anything on DraftKings with the over-under with Ja Morant suspension?
Efforting. I have not at the moment.
Okay. You know what? See if Picture Day Ray can find out. He's in contact with DraftKings. If I said over-under 24.5, who's taking the over for Ja Morant? Marv is, Fritzy is, Seton and Paulie, no. Okay.
That's a perfect over-under, though.
24.5.
Man. 25 feels like the number.
Oh, so you're going over.
I think I'm going over.
I don't have any information on. I'm just throwing out an arbitrary number here.
25 sounds right, though, doesn't it?
Okay. Yes, Paul.
What would be 25% of the season? Like 20, 21 games, right?
Yeah, okay. 82 games.
Yeah. All right, that's what I would go with, I think. I think it's just be a tick under what you had.
Okay. So you'd take the under.
Yeah.
Maybe like 21, 22 games. I don't know. I did think that as soon as the confetti came down. I'm thinking, what is Ja Morant thinking other than, God, I wish this had gone seven games.
And who gave him the advice to be like, just say it was a toy?
Well, that's another thing.
That's like the dumb. No, dude, just say it was a toy. Oh, yeah, no, it's just a toy gun.
Now, I don't know.
As if that's any better.
I don't know if others said it on his behalf. Okay, oh, it's a toy. And the commissioner said it doesn't matter. When he had a real gun at the nightclub in Denver, he treated it like a toy. So what's the difference? People have gotten killed over toy guns. You can't go, oh, it's a toy gun, no harm, no foul, with what you just did and the punishment and the sit down with the commissioner and then you're playing with a toy gun. No sympathy when it comes to, you know, you getting a pretty lengthy suspension here. But the thing that I brought up with the commissioner, and he acknowledges this, with all that downtime for Ja Morant, it's not like you say, boy, he'll learn from this punishment. He didn't learn from the last one. So if I add 15 more games, does he then learn? I don't know. I think if you do suspend him for that amount of time, you better have somebody who is doing a welfare check, making sure he's doing okay. Is he going to see somebody? Is there rehab involved in this? You know, the NBA can't just say, hey, you're suspended, see ya. We'll have you come back in 2 months. Can't do that because it could get even worse for him. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for chat row. Two time for my backbone, bro. Off of this speakerphone, man. Hey, listen, Dan. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets on winning. The best feeling in the world is going to be that parade. And if I'm Deion Sanders, Coach Sanders of Colorado, I'm bringing recruits in on the day of the parade. You and Paulie were on to something. Why can't they have a simultaneous parade, one here, one in Serbia? Because the crowd in Serbia was going in early in the morning for their boy. So, yeah. You know, I think you have some type of celebration for him like that.
I think you have a Serbian parade, and then you have the Denver parade. And you have, you know, two different TVs up there, and you get to watch both of them at the same time. That'd be fun. Travis in Denver. Congratulations, Travis.
Thank you. 6'1", 235. Hard.
Hard.
Super excited. Really respectful about Jokic. He didn't even lift the trophy over his shoulder. Laid it on the table, grabbed his family, went right to the back. Inspiring to me. That was amazing.
Well, also, he forgot the trophy. And then one of his teammates is like, he's got the MVP trophy over here. And he just like, somebody else will get it. What a fascinating, fascinating person. Curtis in Colorado Springs. Hi, Curtis.
Hey, Dan. Respect our time zone.
Yes.
Hey, just the Denver Nuggets. And then I had a quick question for you. Where do you think Jokic falls on the all-time centers list now with this championship? I personally think he should be above David Robinson.
Well, let's wait for a couple of years here, Curtis. Thanks for the phone call. I know that, you know, we're quick to anoint, and I brought this up the last week or so. When he wins, if he wins, and the two MVPs, an MVP in the finals, the numbers that he put up, you'll have detractors because they'll look at, well, Durant not in his prime, LeBron not in his prime, and you beat up a Miami Heat team that didn't really have star power. Just get ready for this because that's what's going to come up. People will try to bring him down a notch. He doesn't care, but as far as us as basketball fans, is he David Robinson? He's there. He's not Akeem. He's not Shaq. He's not Bill Russell. He's not Wilt. Kareem. But he's at least in a conversation of, you know, 10 greatest centers of all time. You got, you know, there's only what, how many players have won two MVPs and been the finals MVP? It's less than 15. So he's in rarefied air already. If you're one of the top 15 players as far as what you've accomplished there, then I got to believe that you're going to be one of the top 10 centers when it's all said and done. And he's 28, and as I've mentioned before, certain guys will lose certain skills. What's he going to lose? He's not losing any of his vertical or his quickness. He's still going to shoot behind his head. He's still a great passer. You know, it might be endurance or...
fitness.
Yeah, that would be it. He should be able to still be that kind of player. And I think that's... it's like Luka. Luka doesn't jump and he's not fast. He's going to be Luka probably for the next, you know, 7 to 10 years. And the same with Joker. Yes, Paulie?
I have from a different website some very speculative John Morant odds. If you're betting on a 1 to 10 game suspension for him, it's plus 8,000, very unlikely. 11 to 20 game suspension, plus 1,600. 21 to 30 game suspension is plus 150.
Ooh, sweet spot.
Yeah. And then 31 to 40 game suspension is plus 110, so also that.
Wow.
Yeah, and more than that, the odds rise up. Suspended for the entire season is plus 1,000. Only a fine, no suspension is plus 150,000.
Okay. We're looking at the odds that are similar between 20 and 30 and 30 and 40?
Yeah, I would say that 21 to 30 and 30 to 40, 31 to 40 are the sweet spot of what they expect.
This okay, if I gave you over under now with those odds, 30.5. Anybody taking over now? 30.5. No one? No takers? Well, I don't want to root for somebody to get punished like that. But if I'm trying to win, you know, the over-under bet, I just don't know, you know, his relationship with the commissioner after this happened. You know, he's shown contrition. Because I think the commissioner thought that he showed contrition the last time, and then he realized that he was just acting. You'd have to factor that in as well. But the commissioner sounded like, you know, our investigation is over, and I'm going to wait until the end of the NBA Finals. Probably feels like Friday. Thursday's the parade for the Nuggets. Don't want to take away from that. And then also, you know, all of a sudden you just sneak it in on Friday. Oh, by the way, John Morant suspended for 32 games. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk to George Kittle, the Niners 40, the Niners tight end, and we'll get to more phone calls coming up as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. It's so simple. Paulie installed it, and it's safe.
Yeah.
Paulie thought he was going to be doing this for the afternoon, and I think it took you less than 15 minutes to do this.
Yeah, and if you knew what you're doing, it'd take less than 10.
Now, you would think that they would rest on their laurels because they've been named the best home security system by U.S. News and World Report 2023, 2022, 2021. And they've come up with this 2-in-1 smoke and CO detector. And it's great because I've had this before where you're cooking something. Well, my wife's cooking something and then there's smoke and then all of a sudden the fire alarm goes off. Well, the 2-in-1 smoke and CO detector distinguishes between fire and cooking smoke. So you're protected and get fewer false alarms. Simply Safe 24/7 professional monitoring, and they're able to dispatch the police and firefighters or EMTs. And the monitoring service costs under $1 a day. Right now, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Golf's biggest stars in Hollywood to conquer Los Angeles, LACC, they like to call it, and capture the sport's third major title, U.S. Open. That'll be coming up Thursday through Sunday, NBC USA and Peacock. Wonderful golf course. Actually, two golf courses out there at LACC. I think I played the North course more often than the South. But and by the way, thank you for pre-ordering the book that I wrote with the longtime Simpsons writer Joel Cohen, The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football. It comes out in September, but you can pre-order at danpatrick.com. He's George Kittle, the Niners tight end, four-time Pro Bowler, and Tight End University begins its third year, three-day event at Vandy in Nashville from June 20th through the 22nd. George is back on the program. We haven't played the how much can you bench game in a while. How about we do this with George? How much do you think? Max, one rep. Todd, what do you think for George?
425.
425.
Holy moly.
Okay. Seton?
Say 345.
All right. Marvin?
That's respectful.
Marvin?
385.
385. Okay. Paulie?
I'm going to go four even based off his reaction.
Four even. All right. I'm going to go 390.
Wow.
How much can George Kittle bench press one time? Max rep is what?
I haven't done a max rep in about 2 years, but I think I got 405.
405. Okay.
I think I got it once. Now, I did have like one board on my chest just for that, but I'm going to take it.
Okay. What's the most you've seen somebody bench press?
I watched Shaq Thompson, the guard. He works with me in Nashville, and the bar was bending on both sides as he benched it. And he was benching more than I squat. I squat a lot. So that was kind of humbling experience to see him do that.
Well, what are we talking about? 500, 600?
Yeah, somewhere. It was absolutely disgusting. Yeah, it was over 550, I'm pretty sure.
But
maybe 500. 500, 550.
Who would bench the most at tight end university?
It's a good question. My first name that came to my head was like Luke Stocker, old Titans tight end. He's a big, big stocky guy. I work out with him too. I would say him or Hayden Hurst he's a strong dude. He's got some girth to him. I would definitely say Hayden. He's definitely a strong guy.
When did the tight end position change?
Like from being an extra left tackle?
Yeah.
I think there's guys that started the change from Tony G to Antonio Gates, Shannon Sharp, like guys that were ahead of their time. Because nowadays, if you have a tight end that can only run block and he can't run routes, he's only playing like 10 snaps a game. And so to be able to play if you want to play every single snap, if you want to get paid like a top guy, you have to be able to do everything and you have to get out there and run routes. But I think it was like the biggest, I think, Gronk and Kelsey and, like Jimmy Graham was kind of like he was right before Gronk and Kelsey. And I think they both really changed the game with just their passing because with the receiving stuff, just because once you have a tight end that can dominate the middle of a field going against nickels and linebackers, or you have to use two guys to cover him and then you open up all the outside guys, I think that completely changed the game. So, I mean, I would say like 7 to 10 years ago, I think the game's completely changed, and I think it just keeps getting faster and faster with the tight end position.
Yeah, I go back to Mike Ditka and John Mackey. Those were guys who could break open and break off a 5-10-yard pass reception, and they could take it a long distance. Kellen Winslow might have been the first athletic tight end. It almost felt like that was a wide receiver, but Kellen Winslow was probably the first one that I remember. And then as far as getting paid, wide receivers get paid. Where do the tight ends sort of fit? How do you get paid as a tight end and where you can get wide receiver money?
Well, if you look back at it, in the last 6 years, I'm pretty sure Travis Kelce is leading the NFL in receiving yards, and he makes half of what our top wide receivers are making, and that doesn't make sense to me. And so I'll continually be a vocal voice for tight ends to get paid more money. But that's just the battle we're fighting. That's kind of the point of tight end is just to elevate the position so more guys have an opportunity to go out there and secure a bag and to raise that pay grade for all of us.
Yeah, but you guys are so important now.
Thank you.
But it's like running backs, though, George. Running backs are still important. They got to catch 80 passes and rush for 1,000 yards. They have a short career, and they don't get any respect whatsoever. Why is that?
Oh, Dan, you're getting me fired up today, man. That's crazy. You know what? You look at a guy like Christian McCaffrey, who one season had over 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing. And, I think his contract might be $16 million. Which is awesome, and I'm not going to complain about making millions of dollars. I'm not. But when you compare it to other guys in the league, there's wide receivers who are second-string wide receivers making 20 or making $18 million. And this is a guy like Christian McCaffrey or Dalvin Cook, 4,000-yard seasons in a row. He's 27 years old. He's got at least 3 to 5 left him at a high level, in my opinion. But you just look at Christian, every single play he affects the defense. Even if he's running a wide route to the side, there's two guys looking at him, which is opening up the middle of the field for everybody else. And I'm not saying that the Niners should pay Christian McCaffrey more money. I hope they do. He's fantastic. But just the running back position itself is very disrespected because of the amount of carries and touches that these guys get every single game. And another thing is an argument is, running backs get hurt a lot. Their livelihood in the NFL is not as long as people. I argue that with OBJ just came off of 2 season-ending surgeries, and he's making $18 million. So don't say it's injuries. Don't say that. It's about the player, and OBJ is fantastic, and I wish him success. But, if you're going to pay a guy who's coming off 2 surgeries $18 million, how can the best running back in the NFL make $16 million? And then how can the best tight ends in the NFL make 15 or less?
He's crazy. George Kittle, the Niners tight end, four-time Pro Bowler. Explain Cooper Kupp.
Ooh. He's like a calm, silent assassin technician. He just does everything right. I see how I've seen him work before. Hang out with him a couple times. Fantastic dude. Family dude. But like just his intent with what he does is pretty, I think that's what makes him so good, is every time he touches a field, his intent is to be great and to be the best one on the field. And that's what it looks like on film. And you see everything that he does. He can run a route on anybody, whether it's a corner, safety, nickel, linebacker, it doesn't matter who's covering him. He can be double covered. And he's also really smart. You see those post-game interviews where he's talking about the fire blitz off the side. He's hot off of this and all that stuff, which is, you know, I see that as well. I just don't explain in the same terms as he does. But the way that he breaks that stuff down, it's really impressive. So you know that every time he's running a route, he's seeing the whole defense and he's seeing, hey, the leverage is outside. I know that it's probably one plug. So when I run this route, I need to create a little bit more width on the outside. So when I do break inside, there's a window for Stafford to hit me. And you can see that thought process when you watch this film. And he's fantastic. I mean, what can you say about that? The Triple Crown a year ago. So, you know, I hope he comes back healthy and just dominates again, except for against the Niners.
What was it like in the huddle when you were playing Philadelphia in the playoffs?
Before or after I lost 2.5 quarterbacks?
Well, the whole process there, that you start out, you got to feel good. Brock Purdy, yeah. We're feeling good about our team. Then he gets hurt. And then what are you thinking now? And then when McCaffrey comes in as your quarterback, what are you thinking?
You know what? I was incredibly confident before the game. Purdy was 8-0. He's hot. Our offense was averaging 30 points a game, number one defense in the league. I think all of our confidence was sky high. Brock gets hurt. Josh Johnson comes in. You know, I play with Josh. That was my second and a half year playing with Josh Johnson. Definitely have gotten a lot of reps with him. You know, one of the years we played together, I was coming off the IR, and so I got a bunch of reps with him. You know he can throw a ball. Know he knows the offense. So still confident. Honestly, I was still really confident. As long as someone's back that can throw a football, I know that we can still run our offense. And then, you know, once Josh got hurt, which was really unfortunate, a drive into the third quarter. And then Christian comes in, or Brock Purdy comes in, and he can't throw left-handed, which I'm very disappointed about. And, hey, I was telling John Lynch we should draft quarterbacks who can throw both arms. Why not? Seems like a simple thing to do. You know, I have to run block, pass pro, and run around. So why can't a quarterback throw with two arms?
All right, fair point.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Dan. It was the whole it just kind of sucked. You look at guys, and especially when we're out of quarterbacks, we're just onto our running back or our quarterback that can't throw, you're just kind of like, well, you know that we're going to get 11 in the box. They're going to blitz every single play. There's literally nothing that we can do. There's no trick play that we can run. We're already down 14 points. Like, it was definitely dying a slow death. that's about what it was. And I mean, there's not much we could do differently about it. I had people hit me up like, hey, you know, you just got to work harder. And that's how you guys are going to win next year. And it's just like, I don't know, winning 12 games straight and then losing two quarterbacks doesn't really feel like I need to work harder. It just feels like I need to be a little bit luckier. Yeah. My quarterback stays healthy. So, you know, there's that. I don't really linger with it too. I thought I played a pretty good game. Nothing really I could have done differently at that point too. But it is what it is. You know,
are you expecting Brock to be starting week one?
Oh, yeah, I am. I mean, if you win 8 games in a row, it's hard to bench that guy.
No, I mean, health-wise.
Oh, yeah. I do. I think, he's been throwing. I think he looks good. I've seen him throw once or twice. He's confident. He's in a good place mentally and physically. So I'm excited about that. You know, like I said, we were rolling with him, averaging 30 points a game. So, looking forward to it.
What do you hope these tight ends get out of Tight End University?
Let's see. The main things I hope they get is first, I hope then like when a rookie finishes his first game against a team that he is comfortable going across the field and talking to other tight ends and to feel like they're not alone out here and they're not just like out at sea by themselves. And if they want to, they can text me, they can text Travis Kelce, they can hit up Greg Olson, they can hit up Hayden Hurst, they can hit up Dallas Goedert and ask him questions. And it's just kind of building a brotherhood of, you know, whether it's support or, you know, just friendship. that's kind of my biggest goal with the tight end U. After that, I hope guys come in and they learn a thing or two about whether it's run game, running routes, or just your mindset approaching certain and individual plays, whether it's a game or a game week. It's just learning how to play the tight end position at a high level. That's what I hope to get out of it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Quarterbacks seem to have this fraternity. And I don't know if other positions do, but you're trying to create that fraternal nature with tight ends. This is how pros do it. This is what's going to happen your first year. This is where, you know, you need to improve, you know, those kind of things. So it's sort of a seminar tutorial, a PowerPoint of how to play the position. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Thanks, Dan. No, it's fun. And, you know, this year we got Gronk's coming through. Really excited about that.
Uh-oh. Keg stands.
We'll see. Hey, you said fraternity. Those are your words, not mine. We got that. And then what? Well, actually, one of my favorite guests we got coming this year is Jordan Reed, and he's going to teach releases, which I'm really excited about. So we have like a whole highlight reel of his top releases, and he's just going to talk about his mindset. Hey, this guy's press up the inside release route. These are my thought process going into these releases. And while I don't know if everybody can do Jordan Reed's releases because he's one of the freakiest athletes I've ever seen, it'll still be fun to be able to see that and be able to kind of apply that to your game. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Will Ferrell is Frank the Tank. He, you know, so Gronk would be Frank the Tank from Will Ferrell in Old School, where there's going to be keg stands. And
yeah,
we could get loose here at Tight End University.
You know, we're not going to not have a good time. I will say that. We're going to have some fun.
Okay. And then you have partners there, event partners, to help you as well. So they'll be involved in this as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the whole thing, the reason that we can do all of this is because of our sponsors. Charmin is one of our big sponsors. You can see that right here. See that on my T-shirt right here?
Okay.
You know, Charmin, tight ends. It kind of goes hand in hand, let's just be honest. So they're, you know, a big partner. Bridgestone is a huge partner for us, too. They're back for year three. We're actually cool, too. We always, like, try to give back at some point during Tight End U. So about 20 of the 75 guys, we're going to meet up with about 150 high school kids and 50 middle schoolers and talk about literacy and why reading's important, why school is so important. So to be able to give back to the national community.
Don't bring Gronk to that.
You know, I think, see, one of the things, you know, Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm a big Calvin and Hobbes guy. I got him tatted on my hand right there. I know. So, but.
Of course you do.
with the fifth and sixth graders, we're going to go through a bunch of Calvin and Hobbes books. So I think Gronk could participate in that one pretty easily. Let's see. We got Raising Cane's, one of my favorite chicken restaurants. I'm obsessed with Raising Cane's sauce, so really excited to see them back. And, you know, Levi's, because every tight end looks great in a pair of Levi's.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah, I see what you're doing. I think we need to have a long snapper you, because, you know, those guys are forgotten. You know, there's a science to being a long snapper, and you only get mentioned when you screw up.
I know. Isn't that brutal? The only time you could have like 10 game-winning ones in a year, and no one will say your name once. And one mildly bad snap, and you're off. You're out of the NFL.
What's it like in the huddle when somebody gets called for holding, and you have to bring back a long touchdown, and then they announce that holding number 73, and then he has to come back into the huddle? Anybody say anything?
I had one of those this year. It was, you know what? I'm not allowed to say that it's a bad call, but I disagree with the call.
Okay.
And I had a holding call on a touchdown by Elijah Mitchell. We're playing the Saints. And I think I was blocking the guy, and he tried to move, and he tripped over my foot. And so he kind of fell a little bit, and the back judge threw a flag on me. It was like a 50-yard touchdown run. Mm. And they're like, yeah, holding 85. I just say, Trent Williams looks at me and goes, don't even think about it. Terrible call. Don't worry about it. I'm like, thank you, Trent Williams. I feel great about myself now.
Have fun there. Play nice at Tight End University at Vandy, the 20th through the 22nd. He's George Kittle. Thank you, George. Good to talk to you again.
Dan, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
How was it like hitting Stone Cold Steve Austin with a chair?
It was very nerve-wracking. I have the chair right over there in the corner.
You still have it. That's so cool.
Yes. He had a pad. It was probably an 8x8 pad on his back. And he said, "What? Just make sure you hit me right there." And I go, okay. So I have a chair. I have a folding chair. And I smack him. And then he goes, you got to hit me harder than that. And I hit him again. He goes, harder. And then we did like five takes. The last one that I did, I swung so hard with the metal chair, you can see the paper on the bulletin board like flying. I hit him so hard, and he goes, can I have another one, Dan? In the commercial, I did, and I hit him again. There's a big dent in it, but I had to hit him right on that pad, and I thought, oh, my God, if I miss, and it glances up, and, you know, nerve-wracking, but he was so much fun and a great sport, and it probably took us 30 minutes to do that, but when he said, you got to hit me harder than that, and I went, all right, I'm going to, and, you know, I went all in on it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing, man.
Good dude. All right. Thank you, George.
Yep. See you guys.
That's Tight End University. George Kittle. Always good to have him on. That's pretty cool what they're doing. All right. Let's take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up after this. Got a big day coming up, a big reveal. I sent some tapes into Legacy Box. I'd had them around the house for a long, long time, decades. And my wife said, let's do something about these so we don't lose them. I said, well, I got a great partner, great sponsor, Legacy Box. Put them in a box and shipped them to Legacy Box. They digitized them for me. So you have tape, film, pictures, and then they send it back to you. You could get it back on a thumb drive or a cloud. Well, it's like magic. Legacy Box, you fill the old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures, and then they professionally digitize everything and they send it back. The last time that I got something back from Legacy Box, it was Hootie and the Blowfish 27 years ago when we went to London, Scotland, and Ireland. They had an encore where they came out and they were singing Fight the Power and they were in their boxer shorts. Oh, the memories. All the great memories. Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/Patrick and shop their $9 tape sale. Take advantage of this. Legacybox.com/Patrick. Unlock this incredible offer. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a 3-time Manager of the Year and a 3-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. I was looking at the yardage for the U.S. Open, L.A. Country Club. You have some par threes that are around 250 yards. Now, you have another par three. I think it's 131 yards. But you got some par threes that are 250 yards. Yikes. It's going to be a lot of fun, but the yardage is going to be about 7,500 yards from the tips, as they like to say. Josh in Fort Wayne. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today? Hey, Josh. Thanks, Josh. Mark in South Carolina. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Dan Patrick and the Danettes. Great to be, great day in Columbia, South Carolina, getting to talk to Dan Patrick and recently becoming a grandfather for the first time. It's just amazing. It's right up there with that.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Had a, I guess, a chime in or a question as well about the John Morant situation. If you were the commissioner and could the commissioner with John Morant, say you suspended him for half a season, could you put stipulations there as to say, hey, I'm going to need you to be checking in with me once a week. I'm going to need you to, you and your team, put together a game plan, not just a game plan as to how you get better as a player, but as you get how to become a better model, role model, citizen, a better John Morant, you know, mentality-wise.
Well, I'm not going to leave this to him to make himself better at age 23 because we've seen how that's worked so far. Wonderful talent, but it's the stuff off the floor. And who is helping you? Do you have a mentor there? Do you have guidance there? You have your parents. What involvement do they have? You're the breadwinner. They may not want to upset the breadwinner. I have no idea. But if I'm the commissioner and I'm going to suspend you, let's say it's 30 games, I need to have somebody checking in on him at all times as part of your punishment, that there has to be some kind of checks and balances here. We know where you are, what you're doing, who you're hanging out with, because the NBA has invested in John Morant. He's one of their future stars. He's their stars, and you don't want to lose him. That's an investment, and you want to make sure that you're able to help him. Now, you can say, well, if he wasn't one of their big investments, would you be doing it? I would hope if you're suspending somebody for that amount of time, you would check on whatever they did to earn that suspension, that you would be checking on them to help them understand what they did and have them be able to, you know, come back to the NBA. But this really should be on the Memphis Grizzlies. It shouldn't necessarily be. It should be Memphis and the NBA instead of the NBA is going to do all the heavy lifting here. It should be the Memphis Grizzlies and build in some kind of infrastructure here. That would be my big concern with this. Eric in Florida. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Dan. I wanted to weigh on the John Morant situation as well.
Yeah.
I think the NBA should fine John Morant a lot of money because I know you just said about the Grizzlies, but I wouldn't punish the Grizzlies as a team. I would punish John Morant where it would hurt would be in the wallet.
He's already lost a lot of money, though, Eric. $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million is not going to kill him. He missed out on all NBA honors, and that cost him $40 million. So the suspension, he's going to lose money, and yes, it hurts Memphis. But this is a collaborative effort. It's Memphis and Ja Morant. They go hand in hand. They need to work in unison. Baker in Bozeman. Hey, Baker, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Hey, Dennis. First of all, Dan, congratulations to you on the upcoming book. Looking forward to reading that.
Thank you.
And also, congratulations to Denver and the state of Colorado. First ever NBA championship is a big deal. And on that topic, I keep thinking about Jokic. And I've watched sports my entire life. I have never seen a champion react like he did. And it's, you know, his whole focus is on his family and wanting to get back home and the drudgery of a parade. And so I hope that the Denver owners are watching the Dan Patrick Show today, because your idea and Paulie's idea around, a parade in both countries, I think makes perfect sense. Because here's the thing, Dan, and this is my question to you, is do you think that there's any chance that he retires early, pulls an Andrew Luck, and thinks, okay, I've done all that I want to do in this sport. I want to focus on my horses and my family.
Well, it's extreme. Keep in mind, Andrew Luck didn't accomplish everything he wanted to. He was injured. I don't know if Nikola Jokic says, I just want to go home. I got the money. I want to go home. I mean, would it surprise me at this juncture? Yes. Would it surprise me in 2 years, 3 years? It would not. But he's not injured. Andrew Luck got tired of being injured, trying to come back to play, and then said, I don't want to play anymore. This is different with Jokic. But he's wired differently. It's like Tim Duncan. But Tim Duncan loved to play basketball. He didn't like the other stuff, but he loved playing basketball. I'm guessing that the Joker loves playing basketball. He may not like the ancillary stuff, like a damn victory parade. When is parade? Thursday. Oh, no. Final hour coming up. More phone calls. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.